Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug. It's Monday, October 29th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, it's Monday, and like I said, another hour of Takeover Talk. Wow. Merger Monday. Double wow. I need to take a victory lap, since they are few and far in between. A huge takeover was mentioned over the weekend. Huge. $34 billion deal. You heard me right. A $34 billion deal. We mentioned this company back on September 24th as a potential takeover target. Red Hat. That's right, Red Hat, symbol RHT. The stock closed Friday at 116. IBM is acquiring Red Hat at $190 a share in cash. Holy cow! You heard me correctly. $190 in cash. When we discussed it on September 24th, the stock, I believe, was trading at approximately $134. If you do the simple math, $134 to $190, that would be a gain of approximately 45%. Holy cow. And more if somebody would have purchased it close to its low on Friday. A tremendous technology acquisition. A definite play on the cloud. That is what Red Hat does. They're involved in the cloud. Now, we had discussed Red Hat and others in the same space as potential takeover targets. Like I said, takeovers are alive and well. Hey. By the way, I read an article this morning, just so you know, It was a Reuters article, and it had to do with this potential takeover. And it stated a Stifel Nicolaus analyst in the investment bank, Stifel Nicolaus, the analyst mentioned that there might be a bidding war on Red Hat. Red Hat is in play. IBM already said that they will pay $190 cash. The article guided everyone to think that possibly a Google, possibly a Microsoft. I don't know if they mentioned Oracle, but these are the usual suspects. That it is possible that there may be another bidder in the wings for Red Hat. But if even if there isn't, what a score that was. $190 in cash. Oh my gosh, it doesn't get any better than that. That's the reason I have this show. It's called Takeover Talk. Unbelievable. So, if this cloud space really heats up, what other companies could be potential takeover targets? This is the question. Because it's probably more the beginning than the end of potential takeovers in the technology cloud space. I'm just going to reiterate some of the names that I had mentioned on earlier Takeover Talk shows. So get your pen and paper out now. Now. You don't want to miss these three names that I had mentioned on prior shows. One, Akamai Technologies, the symbol AKAMAKAM. Stocks trading at approximately $63.50. Two, Box Inc. Symbol Box Boy Oscar X-ray. Currently trading at $18.05. And third, last but not least, Dropbox, symbol DBX, David Boy X-ray. That stock is currently trading at $22.70. These are three cloud companies we mentioned earlier as potential takeover targets. All three of these are catching some tailwind today. They are up today thanks to Red Hat getting acquired by IBM. Please continue to do your own due diligence on these companies. Unbelievable. Call in. Talk to me. The dial-in number, 1-888-627-6008. The dial-in number I'd like to hear from you is 1-888-627-6008. 800-516-6008. Also, if you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at rcohen9074@aol.com. If you would like a private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at rcohen, that's R-C-O-H-E-N, 9074@AOL.com. Okay, let's put pen to paper and let's get going. I found a very good MoneyMorning.com article. That's MoneyMorning.com article, dated October 9th, 2018. Yes, a recent article. The headline, "These two restaurant stocks are the hottest takeover targets in 2018. The article, like I mentioned, which is a MoneyMorning.com article, starts by stating merger and acquisition activity has surged to near record highs in 2018, with a 64% increase in the global value of M&A deals in the first half of 2018 compared to the same time in 2017. The combination of tax cuts, high corporate profits, and increasing competition makes buying better than building in today's economy. And one sector in particular has been ripe for takeovers. Competition, new technologies, changing consumer tastes, and real estate uncertainty, among other specific challenges, are rising in the restaurant sector. Private equity firms and restaurant conglomerates are taking advantage of the uncertainty by buying up iconic restaurant brands. In fact, Inspire Brands, the restaurant operator of Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings, said in February, it's looking to purchase from a pool of 24 takeover candidates. And when a company is bought out, shareholders can receive double-digit returns in just a day. For instance, when reports came out on November 13th, 2017, that Buffalo Wild Wings could be sold, the stock price skyrocketed 25% the next day. With M&A activity expected to continue, we're looking to at least two restaurant stocks that could soon be taken over, handing shareholders more potential double-digit returns. First company that was mentioned in the article, Red Robin, symbol Robert George Boy, currently trading at $31.90. The 52-week high is $70.10. The 52-week low is $31.76. The stock price for this burger-centric chain is down approximately 28% so far this year. But that only makes its 570 chains attractive targets for an acquisition. The company's enterprise value is approximately 5.4 times earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, which is EBITDA. That makes the company well within the range of a buyer's comfort for an acquisition. The article goes on to say, well, I got to go find this now, right? The article goes on to say, that Red Robin could be such an attractive takeover target to many potential acquirers in the restaurant space. Secondly, in this article, it is mentioned that Denny's, D-E-N-N, the stock price currently trading at $14.70, with the 52-week high of $17.75 and the 52-week low of $12.09 could also be an extremely attractive takeover target to some larger restaurant chains, as well as potential private equity companies. So the article mentions Red Robin, Robert George Boy, and Denny's, symbol D-E-N-N, as two potential takeover targets in the restaurant space. Let's go to the phone. We have a caller. Pete, thanks for calling in. It's Takeover Talk.
Hey, Bob.
How are you, Pete?
How are you?
I'm good, thank
you.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I hear you well. We all hear you extremely well, Pete.
Good. Just wanted to call in and give you and your listeners some food for thought on a couple of topics I've touched in the past, and just to reiterate them and just to keep it on everybody's radar. I saw something interesting on Philip Morris.
Pete? Well, you know what? We just lost Pete. Hopefully Pete will call right back. I just want you to know, when I started this show approximately 20 minutes ago, the Dow Industrial Average was up 120 points. I just glanced at the TV monitor. The Dow Jones is down $60. I'll touch upon that after we speak to Pete. Pete, we lost you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. We lost you before. You were talking about,
okay.
you were in the middle of something, and then we lost you. What's on your mind, Pete?
Yeah, just a couple of quick tidbits. Philip Morris, just to touch on a couple of topics that I've touched on in the past. Philip Morris, there are rumors abound that they're looking at a couple of cannabis companies, which is no surprise because I believe Altria is as well. Okay, they are a couple that I've mentioned in the past on your show. I have the symbols written down at home. Unfortunately, I don't have them with me. But as always, I'll be sure to call in next Monday and just give the symbols of the cannabis companies that Philip Morris may be eyeing up as a potential, you know, some M&A activity surrounding them, okay?
Yeah, I just want you to know, Pete, I had one or two callers touch base with me over the last 24 to 48 hours, and they had put their toe in the water on some of the cannabis deals and they're probably better buys now than they were approximately a week and a half ago, because at the time they were all trading at 52-week highs, and a lot of them have come in, have corrected a bit here.
When I first started mentioning them, they were literally they had gone up like 20 or 30% from the first time that I did mention several of those names, and they did, you know, they went up near their 52-week highs, and then they pulled back, which is good because obviously, as we know, it could present some buying opportunities. And not only that, any companies looking to potentially take over one of these companies, obviously they'd rather buy them lower than higher. So that's just something I just wanted to food for thought, always to keep a lookout on that, and I will get the names to you next week. But Philip Morris is looking at a couple, from what I understand, in the rumor mill.
Okay, great. That's great. Yeah, make sure when you call back next week, you bring those names, and I'll make sure my listeners bring pen and paper, and they'll be able to jot those. They'll be able to jot those down. Okay, Pete.
Yeah. Number two, just as a cautionary, observation. You know, obviously, people have been witnessing the gyrations in the markets. I would just remind everyone that this bull market is the longest in history, and it's something that should be noted. And as well, you know, it can never hurt to take some off the table. That doesn't mean that the markets can't rise another 10-20%. But at the end of the day, I think we're starting to come, you know, we're further down the road than we are closer to the beginning, obviously. So
Pete, if I could just hop in here. When we lost you for like 30 seconds, I just made an observation to my listeners is that approximately when I started the show at 2:00 Eastern Standard Time, the Dow Industrials was up approximately 110 points. I'm looking at the screen now. The Dow is down 65 points. Something just doesn't seem right, Pete. The market seems heavy, and not only that, the generals that had led this market up, the Boeings, the Amazons, are getting crushed today. So that within itself, possibly, Pete, could be the canary in the coal mine when you're seeing the generals possibly getting taken out to the woodshed. What do you think about that?
Yes, I agree 100%. One of the first things you always look at. If the generals are getting clobbered, sooner or later, the soldiers will follow. Once again, you know, we've been through these type of downturn corrections. But at the end of the day, to your point, as you always mention to your listeners, and I always take advice too from it, as well as being a seasoned veteran, when they're talking about the longest bull market in history, and a lot of these generals have made gains like no other before, as well as other companies. Depending on your time horizon and your age, at some point you got to take 50, 60% off the table, 70% off the table, and it becomes more of a trading market as more than a buy and hold, what we've witnessed for the last, you know, 7 or 8 years or so. So that's just, again, I believe we're on the same page, and, you know, you have to emphasize to the listeners that it doesn't hurt to take, you know, a lot of the cream off the top, let a little bit ride. But right now, I believe we're becoming more into a trading market until further notice.
I share your vision. And, you know, maybe that's because both you and I have probably well over 50, 60 years of total experience in the capital markets. Again, timing is always a challenge. If people that are long-term investors that I do speak to as well, and you know they buy, they're on a natural buying program every month. Well, you know, they should just stick to their whatever their program is, whatever their investment advisor has them focusing on. But I think you would agree, if somebody is trading this market, something does not seem right. And air is starting to come out of the balloon here. And
I agree.
You know, and Pete, gravity is a funny thing. When it kicks in, it could kick in hard here. And you know what? I don't know how these algorithms, how they're going to handle if the market should be, if we should have a down day of 1,000, 1,500, or 2,000 points. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that is, it is plausible. Something like that could happen. And I don't know what's going to set off those algorithms, you know, the computers. And what's going to happen, you know, to your point, to the volatility. You know, people are talking on TV. Some people are saying, wow, you know, the VIX goes to 28. It's extreme. Hey, people forget, Pete, the VIX, the volatility index, went to 50 in February. So it's possible.
It's possible
for this VIX to blow out to 60, to 80. And, you know, and that would be, in my opinion, extreme pessimism, extreme volatility. So I believe that, you know what? You know, sometimes, and I mention this to many listeners, sometimes a one-year CD getting 2.55% or a savings account getting 1.95%, sometimes it put the baby on the floor. The baby can't fall off the floor. I'm not suggesting anything wild, but I'm just saying it is okay. It is okay after a Dow Jones from the low in March of 2009 goes up approximately 20,000 points. And now the Fed is starting to take the training wheels off the bike. It's okay if you want to take a few dollars off the table. That's all I am saying.
Yes, yeah, yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And one other thing, they have tried to take the training, from what I understand, coming from some very good sources, they had tried in the past to take the training wheels off. And we had some scary downturns, and they halted. So they're in a precarious predicament, as well as the federal government, as they keep on their spending spree. So you have a lot of divergences, like I always like to say, going on right now, mainly negative divergences. So again, to your point, can't stress being careful enough, taking money off the table. If you want to leave a few bucks in there, if your time horizon is buy the dip long term, you're a 20-year-old, 25-year-old, 30-year-old guy. But at the end of the day, you have to take the money when it's there, because just like anything else, it's like magic. One day it's there and poof, the next it's gone.
Right. I totally concur with you. Pete, I totally concur with you.
And on a parting note, and this could also be good at some point in time, as you know, I've mentioned, and you're a fan of him, the precious metals, gold and silver, maybe, you know, in any kind of severe downturn, then, you know, everybody liquidates. But at the same time, this is the time when the majors are going to start looking at some of the smaller ones for M&A activity, especially if interest rates have to come down and they start shying away from the strong dollar policy, which could happen if the markets start really taking a downturn. So once again, I'll leave you with those parting words.
Okay, Pete. Well, look, Pete, don't forget, I'm going to hold you to it. Next week when you call in, please have those names again in the cannabis space, and I'll make sure my listeners put pen to paper. Okay, Pete?
Yeah, you got it. Have a nice
day. Okay. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. That was Pete. Pete calls in regularly. boy, you know, we share the same vision here. As I'm watching this market now, I have it on the TV. I have it on mute, so I could just watch this thing as I'm speaking to you. It's almost like it's unwinding here. It's down 100 points now. And not within itself as an absolute number is a lot. It's just that I believe it was up over 340 points earlier today. Again, and the generals, the Amazons, the Boeings, they just seem to be coming unglued now. Please, take a cautious note to what is going on. Okay? Okay. Call in and talk to me. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Give me a call. I like to know what's on your mind. Okay, so I was combing the web, and I stumbled upon a solid article on a website called bottomlineinc.com. It was dated March 19th, 2018. The headline, two stocks that may benefit from being takeover targets. Okay, get your pen, put it to paper now. An unbelievable article, I have to tell you. It was brief, and I kind of like them brief, these articles, as long as they get to the point. The article starts by saying many companies are likely this year to become takeover targets of corporations that benefit from the new tax, the federal tax cuts. The companies being acquired will provide new avenues for growth to the corporations acquiring them. And could reward investors with a stock price surge. To find likely takeover candidates to invest in, look for the same traits that acquiring companies do. A number one or number two ranking in a niche type of business, a solid balance sheet, and a stock that appears undervalued due to short-term problems or investor misperceptions. Make sure that the target still can do well on its own in case a takeover does not occur. The two potential takeover targets are, first, Briggs and Stratton. Symbol, B. G. Boy, George. $14.40. The 52-week high is $27.34. The 52-week low is $13.87. Briggs and Stratton make small gasoline-powered engines for lawn mowers, generators, and other applications. It dominates the U.S. market in this business. But the stock has been hurt by fears that U.S. consumers will increasingly prefer electric tools and machinery over gas power. Despite that trend, gas power will remain popular for many years. Meanwhile, the company would be a great fit for a foreign buyer aiming to expand Briggs and Stratton's business overseas. That was Briggs and Stratton, symbol BGG, boy, George. The next company that was mentioned in the article, Mattel, M-A-T, whose toy lines include Barbie, Hot Wheels and Fisher-Price has seen its stock tumble approximately 40% in 3 years as it lost the key Disney licensing deal and suffered weakness in some key brands. It should be able to halt a slide in sales as retailer inventories become lean, as it starts selling toys from its new Jurassic World franchise, and as it focuses on internet-connected toys. A takeover by a more profitable toy company, such as Hasbro, would provide significant cost savings as the market for traditional toys shrinks. Well, that was a very good article. Briggs & Stratton and Mattel as potential takeover targets. Let's go to the phones. We have Franco. Franco, thank you for calling.
How you doing, Bobby? Thank you for taking my call.
No, thank you again for calling, Franco. What's on your mind, Franco?
Since you mentioned Red Hot as a potential takeover target on September 24th, is it okay if IBM just acquired them 20 minutes ago at a huge price? Is that correct?
They're not 20 minutes ago. They took them over. It was announced on Sunday. But yeah, the stock was currently trading at the end of the day on Friday, Franco, at 116, and it got a takeover offer for $190 in cash. Do you believe that? What? Wow, what a premium for Red Hat, huh?
Very good, very good.
Yes, I made sure that I took a victory lap this morning, on the beginning of the show, you know, because they are so few and far in between. So I felt, you know, I did pat myself on the back on that one, Franco.
That was a nice call you made. That was very good.
Yes,
as usual,
thank you.
It's really instructive to listen to you, and if I keep listening to you, I think I'm going to become rich very soon.
Well, you know what? You're probably very rich anyway, Franco. If I could just guide you to getting some additional information that will help you possibly make some smart business decisions in buying and selling stocks, then at the end of the day, Franco, I have done my job here on Takeover Talk. I just want you to know that.
Okay. Is there other stocks in the class space that might get acquired than you can think of?
Yeah, I'll mention the three again briefly. I mentioned them in the beginning of the show, Franco. The three additional companies that I had mentioned prior on prior shows, and let me reiterate, was Akamai Technologies, where the symbol is AKAM, currently trading at around $63.50. Box Inc., symbol BOX, $18.05. And then there was Dropbox, symbol DBX. And that's currently trading at $22.70. So, Franco, these are three cloud companies we mentioned earlier as potential takeover targets. All three are catching some tailwind today, thanks to Red Hat getting acquired by IBM. But at the end of the day, Franco, please, please do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. As usual, very, very knowledgeable what you're doing. I appreciate that. Thank you again.
Thank you, Franco, and thank you for calling in to Takeover Talk. Okay. Let's go to a commercial. I found a great caterer. A great caterer serving the great people of New York City. That's right. They are Gigi's Catering Service. That's Gigi's Catering. Located at 307 7th Avenue. Across from Fashion Institute College. Just a few blocks from Penn Station on Fashion Avenue. Their direct number is 516-967-3065. That's 516-967-3065. Ask for Roxanne now and get 20% off. That's right. Get 20% off any catering order. Call 516-967-3065. TheFamedExpertise.com just recently looked at over 1,800 caterers in New York City and picked Gigi's Caterers as one of their top picks. Yes. You heard me correctly. Gigi's Catering on their short list of 2018. So call today. 516-967-3065. This is family run since 1998. They are taking orders now for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So please contact Roxanne now. Get 20% off your next catering order. That number again is 516-967-3065. 516-967-3065. Gigi's Catering. They are waiting for your call today. It's just great food in New York City. That's Gigi's Catering. Call them now. Okay. By the way, I've had the food at Gigi's Catering. I just want you to know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So give Roxanne a call right now. You could tell her that you heard it on Takeover Talk. Wow, time is flying here. Okay. I want to focus on the oil refining space. I found a terrific April 30th, 2018 Forbes article. The headline, three possible refining takeover targets after Marathon and Deaver merger. They talk about three refiners in this wonderful article. CVR Refinery. Write this down, the symbol. Charlie Victor Robert Robert, $19.20. 52-week high, $26. The 52-week low, $10.75. The next company that's mentioned is Holly Frontier, symbol, jot it down, HFC. $63.50. The 52-week high is $83.28. The 52-week low is $36.33. And then they mentioned Delek U.S. Holdings. Symbol, David King. $35.70. The 52-week high is $61.57. The 52-week low is $25.74. This article was written right after Marathon Petroleum, a huge refiner, took over another refiner, and Beaver for $35.6 billion. The article goes on to say, who could be next in this consolidating industry? Andy Lipow has a few ideas. His consulting firm, Houston-based Lipow Oil Associates, has provided market trend analysis to petroleum refiners, terminal operators, product traders, and hedge funds for more than three decades. Yet, his three top picks in order are CBR Refining, Holly Frontier, Delek U.S. Holdings. They're all smaller refineries that could help the big industry players expand their reach, as Andeavor is doing for Marathon. CVR, which counts Carl Icahn as its biggest shareholder, owns refineries in Kansas, Oklahoma, along with pipelines, crude oil transports, and gathering tank farms, and 6.4 million barrels worth of crude oil storage capacity. Lipow doesn't see Valero as a buyer of CVR, as there would be overlap between the two portfolios. However, that wouldn't be the case with BBF, that's Paul Boy Frank Energy, whose refineries are in Delaware, New Jersey, Ohio, Louisiana, and California. He also thinks PBF would like to compete with Marathon on a national basis, and an acquisition of CVR would help it do that. Holly Frontier is considerably bigger than CVR, the article goes on to say, with a market capitalization of approximately at the time of this article was $10.9 billion, and refineries in Kansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Utah. It could find a suitor in the growth-minded PBF, but it could also be a buyer of CVR, which would make it a stronger Midwest player, Lipower said. Finally, there's Delek, which has a market capitalization of approximately $4 billion. It has refineries near West Texas and New Mexico Permian Basin. The area has become known as Bottleneck Central, with all the new oil supplies coming online, heading to lower prices and better margins for Delek. Earlier this month, the article goes on to say Goldman Sachs cited Delek as a potential takeover target, building a 15% probability of M&A into its $50 per share valuation for the company. It could be scooped up by PBF or Holly Frontier. Wow. That was a very, very informative Forbes article dated April 30th, 2018. Please You were looking for oil refineries, companies in the oil patch. I just found you that article. Do your homework on those three names. Very, very, very good article. Okay. Well, I'd like to discuss with you one more time. I wanted to circle back on a narrative I discussed before with all you, all my listeners. That was the possible takeover of Tesla by Apple Computer. Well, you know what? I figured I'd circle back again on that because we already saw the largest tech acquisition so far this year of $34 billion. So if that happened, it is possible. It is possible that a company the size of Tesla, which it could be a tremendous takeover, $60, $80, $100 billion, could happen. Could happen. And again, that was the possible takeover of Tesla by Apple Computer. After rereading the August 18th, 2018 Business Insider article, again, to me, the takeaway that I get is that I tend to agree with the writer of this article. I can see, after reading this article again and again and again, I could see how Apple Computer could acquire Tesla. The article goes on to say, I wouldn't call Tesla cheap, not by a long shot, but the cost of creating a car company, as Tesla has demonstrated, is monumentally expensive. An Apple takeover of Tesla would give the Cupertino Apple, an automaker whose core business amounts to 100,000 per year in luxury electric vehicle sales, with 200,000 a distinct possibility by 2018 or early 2019. CEO Tim Cook would also be getting Tesla's commercial infrastructure, Tesla stores, plus an extensive supercharger network, a battery factory in Nevada, and as a bonus, a solar and energy storage business. Positions Apple immediately as a player in the power industry. And Apple would be buying right away $4 billion per quarter in revenue, with $5 billion in Tesla's sights. Tesla's top line is already staged to accelerate rapidly. And while it's far less than Apple's typical quarterly take, which is over $60 billion in Q2 2018, ascending revenue at Tesla's impressive rate would be excellent compensation for a hefty overall acquisition price. Again, that was the Business Insider's article, the take of why they believe Tesla could get taken over by Apple Computer. To me, it makes good sense. My hour is up. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@aol.com. That's contact me. Please shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@aol.com. My hour is up. Thank you for listening to Takeover Talk. I'm Bobby Cohen. I look forward to seeing you next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye. Thank you.